Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love. Thank you for resurrection life. Thank you, Jesus, that you have dealt with sin, taken it away, and more than that, raised us up to be seated with you, to enjoy a raptured life, too busy with the good to do the bad. So we just thank you. We thank you for this kingdom that has come. I thank you that we are your temples, we are your children, we are your branches, and I thank you, Lord, that we hear to bear fruit and to shine and to see your kingdom and experience your kingdom and see it come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. We are reading Matthew 24, verse 3, 9 to 11. Later, when they arrived at the Mount of Olives, his disciples came privately to where he was sitting and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what signs should we expect to signal your coming and the completion of this age? You can expect to be persecuted, even killed, for you will be hated by all the nations because of your love for me. Then many will stop following me and fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth."
Hallelujah. Guys, we must remember who Jesus is talking to. Yeah, he's talking to his disciples and he's pointing out the realities. And first of all, they ask him, "And when will this time come? When will these things come?" What has he just spoken about? He talks about Jerusalem will be destroyed. He talks about the temple will be destroyed. Even the stones on the temple, there won't be one on top of each other. And this all happened. And then he told them that they're going to be persecuted. But they have got the love. He is there. And this is the beautiful thing. We need to take hold of the wonderful love, the wonderful things that came about in the disciples' lives, and go further and go and see what they have to say. So many people hang on to things like these type of scriptures, not knowing who it was spoken to, not knowing how the wonderful new better covenant has come, and how these guys experienced the Lord. Amen. This was all happened. He died for them all. He paid the price. He was raised up and he came to his disciples and said, "Go out, make disciples of all nations, and lo, I'll be with you till the end of this age." He was a living reality to them. And yes, out of the disciples and that, there many were killed. The only one we know that wasn't killed was the beloved disciple John. But they were killed and because they found a better life. When you read about like the Fox Book of Martyrs, you see the disciples and the early believers, man, they found something better. They had their God. Peter, the disciple, even said to his persecutors, "I'm not worthy to be crucified straight up. Crucify me upside down." And so, guys, go into the books. I think about Peter. Peter said, he speaks about the goodness of God has come, and so we can cast all our cares upon him. And he says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Listen to that, flee from you. And then he goes on to say that after you will suffer a little, he will strengthen, settle, encourage, and comfort you, or perfect you. And so you see these squeezings, guys, but there's something bigger than squeezings, bigger than testings. It's a knowledge of the glory. It's a presence of God. And that's what we got to take hold of now. And that the beloved disciple John said, the darkness is passing away 2,000 years ago, and the true light is already shining. And then in the first letter of John, he speaks about our fellowship now is with the Father and Son. And these things we write, and all these things that we share, are there to get you to know there's a joy that comes from above. And we are his witnesses. We bring We are the signs and symbols of a new and a better covenant. So guys, this is the reality. The reality is that the darkness has been dealt with. The old covenant has been obliterated, taken away. There's a new and better covenant where you come into the new Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And you are the temples of God to now enjoy your Lord and walk with the Lord. Another person was Paul. He was playing a part in the persecution of the Christians. Because remember, there was darkness upon this earth. Everyone was darkened in their minds, deceived. And then when the light came, the darkness, the devil and his darkness and his agents were out to destroy it. And Paul was one of them. But the Lord came and met him, knocked him off his horse. And then he tells us so beautifully in 1 Corinthians 10, using the example of when Israel was taken out of Egypt and how many of them died because they never had believed the right things. They never stayed in tune with their God, developing on schedule. And he says, now for us, whom the end of ages has come upon, we've entered into the resurrection life. We entered into a raptured life of goodness, the love of God. He says, to those who the end of ages come, stand, take heed that you don't fall. And then he doesn't just stop there. Oh, will you fall? No. He says that you don't fall, stand. And then why? Because you're not tested beyond what you can handle, and God is there to show you the way of escape. So guys, we need to embrace this new and this better covenant, this love that has overcome, and wake up to the realities of the goodness of God and count it all joy, even when we face trials and testings and tribulations. Why? It's an opportunity for God to come in and show he is God. Show that the kingdom has come. Show that he loves you. Show that he's for you and not against you. So be blessed. Rise and shine. Your light has come. And the abundance and the blessing and the favor of God, every promise is yes and amen, is available to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.